Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio here in San Antonio, Texas. But before we get started tonight, folks, I want to tell you all the opinions expressed on this program are mine, and they are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 930 KLUP Radio or their affiliates. Of course, this is a call-in show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 308-8867. If you're outside the calling area of 210, it's 866-308-8867. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about or discussing depression and its impact on your health, and if there's any alternative treatments for it, and also some of the allopathic medical treatments for it. And before we get started, we're going to ask some questions. Number one, who gets depressed? Should depression be a social stigma? Can a person of faith be depressed? And also, is depression a genetic condition? Now, before we start going through all this information, one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight is the reason I'm doing this program right now is during this period of time, during the end of the year, during the holiday seasons, and also during the beginning of winter, there's a lot more depression than in the summertime and in other times, in the springtime and things like that. And there's some reason because of that. In fact, the medical profession has a name for this period of time. It's called seasonal affective disorder. And we're going to talk a little more about that later, but that's one of the reasons I brought this up, because now, folks, from now until the end of this year and in the beginning of next year, we're going to be have a period of time where there's going to be a lot of festivities and a lot of family gatherings and things, and this is a time that people become depressed for a number of reasons, and some of them we'll discuss tonight. And the first thing I want to tackle or talk about a little bit, and we'll cover it in more detail, but I want to make an observation. You know, the medical profession has a number of ideas or hypotheses about depression. They also have a lot of different names for a lot of different types of depression. It isn't like the old days. You know, Hank Williams sang the song, "I've got the blues, the mean old worries on my mind, I'm feeling bad." Well, today, folks, we have so many types of depression that it's not even funny, and we're going to talk about some of them. But the problem is that I see is the medical profession, some in the medical profession, I should say, believe that there's a genetic link to depression. And that's something that I don't really agree with, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, throughout the program, I'll make some points on it. But some of the reasons is because some people in history, including David and a lot of the prophets of God, had depression. They had depression because they were in sore straits. They had really bad circumstances, and they became depressed about it, even though they were representing God, you know, which is somebody pretty good to have on your side. They still were depressed because of the circumstances they had to deal with. In fact, there's many references in the Bible about it. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, "Speak consolingly to the depressed soul." And this was after Jesus had come and made the new covenant with mankind and when Christianity began. But even those people had problems with depression, and it wasn't something that was genetic or localized. It happened to a lot of different people. Another scripture in Psalms 147:3 said that God would heal the brokenhearted ones. It says, "God who comforts and encourages and refreshes and cheers the depressed." That healing the brokenhearted ones is Psalm 147:3, and then "God who comforts, encourages, and refreshes and cheers the depressed" is from 2 Corinthians 7:6. So even godly people can feel depressed. And in fact, I think that everyone can become depressed if the circumstances are right. And let me tell you, folks, there are so many things that can cause depressions. It's really amazing. Everyone is familiar with depression. I'm sure that everybody out there listening tonight has either suffered with depression, has had a problem with clinical depression in their lifetimes, or they know someone who has clinical depression or has a depressive state a lot of the times. So everyone's familiar with it. But what actually is the definition of depression? Well, MedicineNet has a real great definition. It's on www.medterms.com. And in there, they say that depression is an illness that involves the body, mood, and thoughts. That affects the way a person eats and sleeps, the way one feels about oneself, and the way one thinks about things. A depressive disorder is not the same as a passing blue mood. It is not a sign of personal weakness or a condition that can be wished away. People with a depressive disease cannot merely pull themselves together and get better. Without treatment, symptoms can last for weeks, months, or years. An appropriate treatment, however, can help most people with depression. Now, what are the signs of depression? The signs of depression include loss of interest in activities that once were interesting. You used to like to play golf, or you like to play cards with your buddies or whatever, and you suddenly lose that joy or that interest. Loss of interest in sex, loss of appetite, or overeating can also be a sign of depression, with weight gain, which causes more depression. Loss of emotional expression. A lot of times people with a bipolar disorder, I've talked to them and they've told me that they don't like taking their drugs. It straightens them out, they say, but it makes their life without any ups or downs. It's just like, you know, going through life as a robot. So they don't like doing this because they don't like this flat effect. Another sign of depression, a persistently sad, anxious, or empty mood, feelings of hopelessness, pessimism, guilt, worthlessness, helplessness, social withdrawal, unusual fatigue, low energy, a feeling of being slowed down, sleep disturbances. Some people that have depression can't sleep. Some people that have depression can't get up. This is something that happens with a lot of people. Early morning awakenings, oversleeping, trouble concentrating, making decisions, unusual restlessness or irritability, persistent physical problems such as headache, digestive disorders, or common pain or chronic pain that do not respond to treatment. Thoughts of death, suicide, or suicide attempts. Alcohol or drug abuse can trigger depression. Now, there are several different types of depression, as I said, and we're going to cover a few of them here this evening. We're going to cover as many as we're able to anyway. But one of the things that we want to talk about is, as I said before, seasonal affective disorder. Now, seasonal affective disorder happens during the holiday season, toward the end of the year, the beginning of winter, and this can be caused by a number of things. Number one, the shortening of the days, it getting dark earlier, that can cause some people to become depressed. We don't have to worry too much about it here in San Antonio, but the change in the weather, when it becomes colder, people become more depressed. When it's darker and cold and things, it just seems to take the energy out of people. But some of the major types of depression that we want to talk about. Now, seasonal affective disorder, I'm going to tell you folks, I'm not going to say that it's not important, but it's not the important ones we want to cover tonight. You may suffer from seasonal affective disorder, and I don't want to say that it's not important or doesn't cause any problems for you, but since we have limited time, I do want to talk about some of the other major types of depression so that we can cover those. But if you have a question, and let me stress this, if you have a question, folks, you can call in tonight or you can call in after the show. If you suffer from seasonal affective disorder or any of the other depressive states, you can call and I'd be happy to talk to you after the show. But in the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead and cover some of the major depressive disorders. And the first one that we're going to talk about is MDD, or major depressive disorder, and it's called clinical depression also. We're going to also talk about dysthymia, and we're going to talk about bipolar disorder. And we're going to talk about PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, everybody's heard of PTSD, and they've changed the name a couple of times. It used to be, I don't remember, when I went to Vietnam, when I came back, they said there was a disorder, and it was post-traumatic stress disorder. It was post-traumatic stress syndrome. Now it's post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, going back to major depressive disorder, which is the depressive disorder that's the most damaging or causes the most amount of problem in people, is a circumstance that is recurrent. It's major depression. It is a mental disorder characterized by all-encompassing low mood accompanied by low self-esteem and loss of interest and pleasure in normally enjoyable activities. Now, it says this, this is from MedicineNet also. It says this cluster of symptoms, which is a syndrome, was named, described, and classified as one of the mood disorders in the 1980 edition of the American Psychiatric Association Diagnostic Manual. The term depression is ambiguous. It is often used to denote the syndrome, but may refer to other mood disorders or to low mood states lacking clinical significance. That's seasonal affective disorder, or just being a little blue. Now, major depressive disorder is something that is debilitating to people, because people with major depressive disorder have a hard time doing anything in their lives. And maybe they can't sometimes hold a job. They have a hard time being able to interact with people. Sometimes they withdraw from people totally. It says 3.4% of the people with major depressive disorder commits suicide, and up to 60% of the people who commit suicide had depression or another mood disorder. Now, this is something, obviously, folks, that's very serious. Now, one of the things I find very interesting, you know, I believe that sometimes drugs are good, sometimes you have to take a drug for some things, but, you know, one of the things that I believe is a problem is drugs in some cases, because it seems like all the psychiatric drugs that they use for depression, one of the major side effects is can cause suicidal thoughts. Now, if a person already has suicidal thoughts because they have depression, it just doesn't seem very sensible to me to give them a drug that's going to exacerbate that circumstance. Now, we're going to talk more about these circumstances. We're going to talk about some good things, though, folks, about ways we can control or combat depression after we have a word from our sponsors. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. So stay tuned for more about depression.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm Agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you're facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember, 512-825-1473, or go on the web to go to PHT.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Hi, this is Rhonda Bone of Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations to serve you. We all have some unwanted fat we want to get rid of. Try Anumed EHCG, a homeopathic fat release system. It displays no known adverse side effects, targets the abnormal fat deposits that we don't want for well-needed energy. Increased blood flow for fat burning with a healthy lifestyle plan, and no dips in your sugar levels. Come in and get your information on Anumed EHCG at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations. 624 Southwest Military Drive at Shopper City Mall. Call 210-924-6922 and 8059 Callahan at the Grandview Shopping Center at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. 210-344-1482. Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Phone number here, folks, 308-8867, or if you're outside the calling area, 866-308-8867. Now, tonight we're talking about depression and several different forms of depression. And before we left, we were talking about drugs and treating depression with drugs. Now, typically, when patients are treated with antidepressant drugs, it helps sometimes. It helps people. I know people that have bipolar disorder. As I said, it causes them to become leveled out, but they don't have any ups and downs, which bothers a lot of these people. And a lot of them go off of medication, and they self-medicate with alcohol or other drugs that are non-prescription, if you understand. Street drugs is, I guess, the best term. But in the medical profession, one of the reasons that depression is a problem is there are people that have depression that have other illnesses that by taking prescription medications over a period of time actually increase the problems that the person has with depression. So if you look at the drugs and their side effects, sometimes the side effects are worse than the disease, which is unfortunate. And we're going to talk about some natural remedies later that don't have any side effects. But here's the thing that we also want to talk about. You know, sometimes we can be depressed. We can have even bouts of depression occasionally, and they can be a hormonal imbalance. And we're going to talk more about the hormonal imbalances, but especially, folks, if you are between, 45 and 60 years old, you can have depression because of chemical imbalance in your body. And that is not addressed traditionally in modern medicine. They treat it as a separate disease and everything, not as a problem of aging. And also, you know, for some people, aging itself is depressing. You know, as they get older, they lose their joy of life because they're not able to do things they used to do. So there's a lot of things that are tied up in this mood that we have. But not all of them require that we get a drug or that we go and have some kind of treatment done. Now, there's some things that we can do. As I said, later on, we'll talk about some really good natural remedies or natural solutions to combating some types of depression. Now, for major depressive disorder, the one we were talking about, you know, there's a lot of treatments that they have, including something called electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, under a short-acting general anesthetic. And it says a minority are treated with this therapy. Now, electroconvulsive therapy, that doesn't sound like something I would like to go through because, well, I don't mind electricity. In fact, I kind of like electricity, but I don't like to be strapped in some place and be given the old jolt, if you know what I mean. But the facts are, if you have major depressive disorder, you are at serious risk of having some life-altering effects or life-altering circumstances. So this is one circumstance that I would say that if you are suffering from this, you definitely need to go to a medical provider, whether it be natural or allopathic, and sometimes maybe both, and kind of work out a program that maybe you can use some drugs and some natural things to try to help you with this. Because one of the things that we don't want to go through life is in a depressed mood. We don't want to be depressed most of the time. And people with major depressive disorder can have episodes that last weeks or sometimes for years. And so that's something that we definitely want to deal with. Now, a lot of times, if we have this, we don't really think about getting help. In fact, we have these feelings of worthlessness and all these things. So sometimes it's up to our friends, our family, people that we love to help us out here. If you have a friend, a family member that has serious bouts of depression and they aren't seeing a medical care provider, then urge them, encourage them, take them to go and see somebody that can help them get treatment, because they may never seek treatment. Even if they tell you, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor. Yes, I'll go see somebody. Yes, I know I need to go see somebody. They may say that, but that doesn't mean that they'll do anything about it. You know, if you've never been depressed, and that's another thing I want to talk about. I don't know very many people in life that haven't been depressed. I was depressed once. I remember it lasted for a couple of months, but it was a long time ago, and I didn't even realize I was depressed. My wife told me. I didn't believe her because I'd never been depressed. But the fact is that I think everybody from time to time has some type of depression or goes through periods where they feel down. And sometimes it's more than just a passing mood. Sometimes it maybe lasts a week or maybe lasts 10 days. And if that's the case, if it doesn't go away after several hours or a day, folks, then you should do something. And especially for that type of circumstance, I would highly recommend doing natural therapies to try to treat this type of depression. Now, the next type of depression, which is called clinical depression or dysthymia, it's the same as major depression except for the frequency and some of the symptoms. So I guess we have major depressive disorder and minor depressive disorder, but they're both very similar. This is another circumstance, folks, where the person that's suffering from this may need help in understanding that they need help. You know, nobody, one of the things about depression, you know, that I was going to mention, it's not a social stigma. Because you're depressed, it's not that there's something wrong with you. I mean, you know, if you look in the Bible, King David was depressed. And he was somebody that was, you know, acceptable to God. And he was somebody that God really loved and appreciated, and told him that his kingdom wouldn't pass from his family. And yet David was depressed because he was a kind of an imperfect guy. You know, he did some bad things, and you know, God was unhappy with him for some things he did, but he was sorry about them. But even then, throughout his life, David suffered from depression. So it isn't something that if you have a depressive state, or if you have a depressive condition, that there's something wrong with you. You know, scientists and medical doctors or medical researchers and everything say, well, you know, it may be genetic. They, you know, it says that they've noticed that the hippocampus in the brain is smaller with people that seem to have more depressive disorders. But the fact is, folks, I don't think it's genetic. I think we live in a world that is tailor-made for depression. I mean, look at the world. The world is in an uproar. We see, you know, riots, and we see unrest and killing and wars and famines and disease and, you know, hatred and all these things, those are depressing kind of things for everybody. So that's why I say that everybody can become depressed. Everybody, I think, is depressed sometimes. But it's not something that we should be ashamed of, and it definitely is not something that we have to hide from people when we have low feelings. Now, you know, we're going to talk about causative factors in depression here in just a little bit, and these can be for just about anything. You know, I mean, whether it's post-traumatic stress disorder, or if it's seasonal affective disorder, whether it's major depression, or the dysthymia, or a bipolar disorder, there's a lot of things, folks, that can trigger a depressive mood, and we're gonna talk about some of those here in the next segment. And in fact, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about a couple more types of depression. We're gonna touch on PTSD, and then we're gonna also talk about bipolar. We're gonna just barely touch on bipolar because I think that's something that is very seldomly people don't get treated for that. Now we do need to go to another break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about a couple more types of depression. We're going to talk about hormone imbalances, and we're going to talk about, then the next section, we're going to talk about ways that we can treat it naturally that has no side effects. We'll be right back after these words from our local sponsors and the news. Stay tuned.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The holiday shopping season is off to a strong start. ShopperTrack says retail sales on Black Friday were up 7% over last year. Buyers spent $11.4 billion at retail stores and malls, up nearly $1 billion from last year. It was the biggest amount ever spent on the day, the biggest year-over-year increase since 2007. It's a happy holiday weekend for the parents of three American college students who had been arrested during a protest in Cairo. One of them, Gregory Porter, has arrived back home in Philadelphia. Luke Gates of Bloomington, Indiana, and Derek Sweeney of Jefferson City, Missouri, are expected to arrive later. An Egyptian court ordered them set free. The White House says senior U.S. civilian and military officials have extended condolences to their Pakistani counterparts following a NATO airstrike that Pakistan says killed 24 of its troops. More details at srnnews.com.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
This time, let's get it right. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Somehow the mainstream media believe they have a say in choosing the Republican nominee for president. Up to conservatives to make their voices heard, so Town Hall and Hot Air have created a national GOP primary. Voting begins the morning of December the 13th, closes the afternoon of December the 15th. Townhall.com and HotAir.com are the number one conservative online destination, so speak for yourself by logging on to TownhallPrimary.com and registering for the national GOP primary. TownhallPrimary.com.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goto.pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Hi, this is Rhonda Bone of Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations to serve you. We all have some unwanted fat we want to get rid of. Try Anumed EHCG, a homeopathic fat release system. It displays no known adverse side effects, targets the abnormal fat deposits that we don't want for well-needed energy. Increased blood flow for fat burning with a healthy lifestyle plan and no dips in your sugar levels. Come in and get your information on Anumed EHCG at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations.
624 Southwest Military Drive at Shopper City Mall. Call 210-924-6922 and 8059 Callahan at the Grandview Shopping Center at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. 210-344-1482. Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio. Once again, the call-in show, so you can call 308-8867 or outside the area, 866-308-8867. Now, before we left, we were talking about dysthymia. Now we're going to talk a little bit about bipolar disorder. Now, I am sure if you're over 30 years old, you know somebody and your family or friends or whatever that has bipolar disorder. Now, this is a circumstance, folks, that I believe is completely curable, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But bipolar disorder is characterized by people having manic or very high. I mean, they're on top of the world. They kind of remind you of James Cagney in that movie, you know, hey, Mom, I'm on top of the world. And periods of unbelievable despair and low mood. And they can happen quickly. In fact, there's one type of bipolar disorder that's called fast cycling, where the people switch back and forth between these moods. And sometimes there's people that have bipolar disorder that have, you know, a manic state and then maybe a mild depressive state and then some normal time in between. So it's a circumstance that I think is kind of fluid. Now, the reason I say that I believe that bipolar disorder is completely curable, that's a horrible word, by the way. You're not supposed to say cure. But I guess maybe you can totally ameliorate the circumstances or the symptoms of this disease. The reason I say this is because there's a town, I read this article 10 or 15 years ago, and it says there was a town that had naturally high occurrence of lithium in their water system. They had very high levels of lithium, which is a mineral, in their water system, and they had no bipolar disorder in this town. Now, I don't know if that's cured, but they were asymptomatic. All the bipolar people that were either, you know, bipolar or borderline bipolar or semi-bipolar were all asymptomatic because they lived in this town that had this water that had high amounts of lithium in it. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about later for depression is lithium, which is a mineral. And as I told you before the break, we're going to talk about minerals. One of the things that I believe the reason that we have a lot of the disease states that we have, not just depression or anything, is because of hormonal imbalances. But staying on the subject of depression, having a hormonal imbalance, especially I know women out there who have gone through menopause, can probably attest to the fact that they've had some serious mood swings. Even women who, during their normal cycle, when they're younger, can have some severe or very highly charged mood swings during their cycle. In fact, some women become very, very aggressive and have serious problems during their cycle. And this is because of this change in our hormones in our body. And once again, going back to what I was talking about before, as we age, we can have a problem with depression because of our hormonal balance. And in fact, it can be a reason that we have any type of depression at all. One of the things that we need is minerals, because as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, because we had Dr. Adkins last week, the fact is that we need minerals to help us in our with our hormones, because without the minerals in our body, we cannot utilize and make a lot of the chemical reactions that we need to happen with enzymes and things like that, which are like little messengers, and also the hormones in our body that, you know, regulate so many different functions. We can't get good hormone balance and things unless we have a couple of things, and one of them is our mineral balance in our body. And because we are minerally deficient for the most part, I mean, if you go through people, magnesium and lithium and iodine and a host of different minerals and everything are lacking in our diets, which is one of the reasons that we have these health problems, and specifically one of the reasons that we have mood disorders or we have mood problems. Our hormones are powerful chemical agents that affect our body in a host of different ways. And one of the things that I talk about all the time also that is another problem with this whole circumstance is the chemicals that we ingest, we breathe, we drink, whatever, in our water, our air, and our food, that are hormone disruptors. These can also cause a problem with depression. In fact, some of the causes of depression are drug use. In fact, about 30% of people that are depressed, I think it said, is because of nearly 30% of people with substance abuse problems also have major or clinical depression. What are some of the other things that cause depression? We talked about some of them, but here's maybe a few that we haven't touched on. Abuse. Past physical, sexual, or emotional abuse can cause depression later in life. You know, if you grow up in a home that's dysfunctional, if you have a mom and dad that yell and scream, if you've been sexually molested, which happens way, way too much in this time of the end that we live in, or maybe you were beaten, or maybe your mom was beaten or something. These things cause trauma to us and can later in life and even earlier in our life can lead to depression. Certain medications I talked about a little bit. For example, some drugs used to treat high blood pressure called beta blockers or reserpine can increase your risk of depression. Conflict. We talked a little bit about this. Depression may result from personal conflicts or disputes with family members or friends. You know, that's one of the things that happens during this time of the year. You know, we have families get together and, you know, I don't know a family that doesn't have some problems. You know, they all have problems. They all have, you know, you did this, you said that, you know, and the thing is it sometimes gets blown out of proportion. You know, people just don't, for some reason, even families, which is really tragic, don't know just how to get along and live together. I think because of their ego and their perception of their own worth, I think. Death or loss. Now, man, this is one of the things, especially in older people. My mom lost my dad about 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago now. In fact, I think this may be the anniversary of my father's death in 2006. And 6 months later, my mom lost my sister. And she is 78 years old. She's 79 years old. She's going to be 80 in March. And my mom is, you know, she's lost the zest for life. I wouldn't say that she's clinically depressed, but all of her friends, all of her family practically, she's got one brother and one sister left and everything, both younger than her. And just about everybody else in her life has died. And let me tell you, folks, that is a depressing circumstance for people that are older when they're losing their family members and they're losing their brothers and sisters and their aunts and uncles and their friends that they've known for their whole life. That's depressing, and it can cause depression. The next one, genetics. I don't believe a family history of depression may increase the risk. I don't believe this. It's thought that depression is passed genetically from one generation to the next. The exact way this happens, though, is not known. Well, I really don't believe that. You may not know that, folks, but I don't think I believe in that one. Anyway, major events, even good events such as starting a new job, graduating, or getting married can lead to depression. So can moving, losing a job or income, getting divorced or retiring. Folks, just about everything in your life can cause depression according to how it affects us. Stress is a triggering mechanism for depression also. You know, how we handle stress, folks, can determine whether we become depressed or we just, you know, kind of work through it and get over it. Serious illnesses. Oh, this is another one, especially for older people or people that have had chronic illness all through their life. You know, you get a major illness, and I definitely guarantee it's going to cause problems with your mental state. I mean, going into a doctor and him telling you, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've got cancer and the diagnosis doesn't look good. Boy, let me tell you, that will definitely put you into depression. I don't believe anybody is hopeless if they have cancer or any disease. I believe there's a way to help because, you know, God's pretty smart. He made all kinds of things to help us out. He made a lot of things that'll help us with depression also. Last but not least, substance abuse. I talked about nearly 30% of people with substance abuse problem also have major clinical depression. Now, there's a few other things, folks. Thyroid disease, poor sleep habits, smoking, that can cause depression. Now, these are kind of little off-the-wall kind of strange little reasons. Facebook overload, spending too much time in chat rooms and on social networking sites, which is definitely not good for you. Even the end of a TV show or a movie can cause you to become depressed. Where you live, lack of fish in your diet, poor sibling relations, and we kind of covered that a little bit. But, you know, some people have a whole lifetime of, you know, poor sibling relations, and that causes them to be weighed down all the time. And all of these things can affect our mood. Now, folks, we're gonna be going to our last break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the natural things that we can do that will help us to alleviate depression. And one of the things I want to tell you, just because your friend told you that taking ginkgo or taking this or taking that is going to help you with depression, folks, that's not necessarily the case. But there is something out there, something that God made that can help you with depression. And we'll talk about that and the many things that you can do to combat depression of either minor or major when we come back from these words from our local sponsors.
Hi, this is Rhonda Bone of Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations to serve you. We all have some unwanted fat we want to get rid of. Try Anumed EHCG, a homeopathic fat release system. It displays no known adverse side effects, targets the abnormal fat deposits that we don't want for well-needed energy. Increased blood flow for fat burning with a healthy lifestyle plan and no dips in your sugar levels. Come in and get your information on Anumed EHCG at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations. 624 Southwest Military Drive at Shopper City Mall. Call 210-924-6922 and 8059 Callahan at the Grandview Shopping Center at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. 210-344-1482. Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and delivered treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
This is Mark Sadowski for Mark Sadowski Jewelers. Is your jewelry in good repair? Do you have rings that are out of shape or with stones that are loose or missing prongs? Do you have chains or bracelets that need attention or stones that need replacing? Mark Sadowski Jewelers wants to help. Bring your jewelry to us and we'll save you 20% on the cost of the repair. We'll even give you the 20% discount on diamonds up to 20 points that need to be replaced. Don't risk losing a stone or even worse, a bracelet or neck chain. At Mark Sadowski Jewelers, we believe in preventing loss. Another common problem is our rings tend to shrink. I think it has something to do with being too close to Mexican food. We can resize your rings so they fit properly and comfortably. We do our work in-house. Your jewelry never leaves our control. Come in now and save 20% on your repair. Mark Sadowski Jewelers on Northwest Military Highway, just north of Wurzbach Parkway. Call us at 377-1818. That's 377-1818.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goToPHT.com. I'll be waiting for your call. Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm Agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Catch the world and everything in it. Tonight at 7, here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Hello, welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins. You're new listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio at San Antonio, Texas. Well, folks, tonight we've been discussing depression, and if you haven't listened till now, it's okay, because now we're going to talk about the good stuff, because we're going to talk about some things that can help you with depression. And first thing that I want to talk about, the very first thing, is hormones. You know, I talked about hormonal balance being critical, you know, women that going through. And if you have, folks, all you ladies out there, if you're going through menopause, you probably have a hormonal imbalance. And there are several things that can help you. And sometimes you have to, I don't want to say experiment, but it's actually, you have to test a lot of different things to find out what works with you. Because there's no magic formula. I can't tell a person, oh, you're having night sweats, you're having this, you're having that. Oh, take this, this will fix it. Now, I do have some foundational products that we can use to help with hormonal imbalances. And then we may need to add a little here, we may need to take a little away there. But over a period of time, folks, you can get balanced out most of the time. I would say 95% of the time, herbal remedies will help balance out your hormone levels, especially if you're going through menopause or whatever. It just takes some time. Sometimes it takes 6 or 8 months, but it can be done. But it, like I said, you've got to do a little testing, and you got to do a little changing, and you got to work through it, because you can't change it every week, because you have to give it enough time to figure out how you're doing. Now, if you are having hormonal problems, and I'm talking about people that are going through menopause, and we're going to talk a little more about younger people here in just a second. But if you're going through menopause and things like that, if you cannot herbally rectify the symptoms and conditions that you're having when you are going through menopause, then you can always do, as a last resort, bioidentical hormones. Now, this is something that you have to go to a medical doctor for and get a prescription, then you get a compounding pharmacist, or, you know, there's tons of them here, sure, and here in San Antonio. I'm sure you could, I don't know any of them, but I'm sure if you talk to Rhonda Bone at Rhonda's Nature's Way or to Dr. Adkins, they both have friends and stuff in the community that are doctors, because they've been around forever, and they know everybody pretty much. But this is one of the things that can help you with a lot of different problems. But mood elevation, relieving of stress, and depression are definitely some things that hormone replacement therapy can help you with. Now, if you're younger and you're having a problem just with your normal cycle, you don't have to go through, and you don't have to be a martyr and be in this circumstance where you have a horrible cycle every time that you have it, and have tremendous pain and depression and problems and all those things, because there are things, folks, you younger ladies out there, that can do that will help you. Now, one of the things that I want to tell you, cleansing is one of the keys to helping with this, because once I also told you we have all these xeno hormones in our body that come from drugs. They mimic the hormones in our body, and we need to eliminate them from our body. And the only way to do that, folks, is to do cleansing. So once again, you know, cleansing is a key to being healthy, and even in cases of depression or your hormonal imbalances and things. Now, the next thing that we can talk about is omega-3 fish oil. You know, omega-3s I talk about quite a bit, and studies show that depression is linked with low dietary intake of omega-3s, because our brains need fish oil, good fat, omega-3 fatty acids for normal brain function. A lot of people don't know, I think I said this before, but 60% of our brain is made up of DHA, which is one of the two omega-3 fatty acids, docosahexaenoic acid, DHA. Our brain's made of it. We definitely need it. And people that have a problem with depression can be helped with DHA. Now, that's one of the things that every single person needs. In fact, there was a study that said that studies have linked depression with low dietary intake of fatty acids. In countries with higher fish consumption, such as Japan and Taiwan, the depression rate is 10 times lower than in North America. Postpartum depression is also less common. That tells you how important fish oil is. 10 times less. Now, there's another thing called SAMe. It helps with increase the levels of neurotransmitters, serotonin, and dopamine. These are two of the brain chemicals that we need. B vitamins, folks. B vitamins are really important. I also told you magnesium, lithium, iodine. Some thyroid problems or dysfunction can cause or exacerbate depressive states. Most everybody in our country is iodine deficient. And there's a couple of tests that you can do for that. If you want to know about them, send me an email, folks, and I'll send you an email back telling you how you can test to see if you have an iodine deficiency. It's real simple. You got the product that you need in your home to do the test. It takes you like a few hours, and you'll know if you have an iodine deficiency. And if you do, you need to start ingesting, taking in iodine. There's a lot of good sources of it. Rhonda carries a couple of different types of iodine in her stores. This is something that's easy to fix, and it may cut down some of your depressive symptoms. St. John's wort. And I said all the B vitamins. Something else, though, that is good, folks, is the Bible. Reading the Bible can help you when you're depressed. You know, if you like the Bible and you believe in God, go to the Bible and read it, because God has scriptures that talk about being depressed, and he can help lift you up. Another thing, yoga, meditation, going out in the sunshine. There's homeopathic remedies, aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is one of my favorite things, folks, and let me tell you. You can burn certain oils, and actually the little particles go into part of the limbic system in the brain, and it's directly connected to parts of the brain that control heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, memory, stress levels, and hormone balance. Essential oils can have a profound physiological and psychological effect on your body. Now, which oils are good? Well, let me give you a list here, folks. Bergamot, chamomile, citrus, frankincense, grapefruit, jasmine, lavender, lemon, mandarin, melissa, neroli, orange, peregrine, tangerine, tarragon. I mean, the list goes on and on that will help you with depression. In my office, that I had in Brownwood and the office I had in Austin before I came here, I burned essential oils all the time. And people used to comment on how wonderful it smelled in my office. And in fact, when they left, they felt better. And that's because I burned a combination of oils. This is something, folks, that everybody can do. It'll make you feel better. It will help. Anyway, we're about out of time, so there's lots more things I could talk to you about depression, folks, but here's the thing. There is hope. There's some things that you can do. Don't be discouraged just because your friend told you to try one thing or another and it didn't work. There's several things, folks, that will work. We just may have to work on them. Anyway, that's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you very much for listening. I'm not depressed tonight because we had two shows in a row without an interruption from a football game. Hopefully we'll see you again next week, or we'll talk to you again next week anyway. Until then, take care of yourself. God loves you. Bye-bye.